The puja will start at exactly 8:15. Huh? If I'm not wrong, I still got 5 minutes. Those who are responsible for this Thursday's puja, huh? Leslie, my wife, dear, huh? You all can get ready. Huh? Oh, everything is ready. Oh, very good. The chanting sheet you all have, huh? Ah, good. So we will allow another 3 minutes or so, huh? Then we can start. So for the time being, you all got any question? Maybe I can answer one. Yeah. Anybody want to ask anything, you can ask. Yes. Can. No, you see. Wait. I know what your question is. You have to listen. You see, the danger of thought is when the user of thought is still deluded, you cannot arise right thought on. Understand? Not? That's why the user of thought is more important than the thought. Understand? Not? Thought is useful if you know how to use it. That's why noble eightfold path got right thought. Understand? Not? But you need to have right view to arise right thought. So don't be too eager to use thought when you still don't have right view or wisdom or understanding. Try not to use thought. That's why try to silence yourself more and more to understand what is going on. Then when you understand, then you can use thought. Otherwise, whatever thought you arise, you don't believe me, you go and check. They are all selfish. They are all full of emotional negativity. And they condition fear, worry, anxiety. That's why living beings suffer. These are the three evil roots. Roots of all evil. So when you want to meditate, you just focus on the spiritual faculty. Understand? Not? Don't try to use thought first. Cultivate the spiritual faculty. When the spiritual faculty has been developed, Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, you will come to know that you have less and less hindrance. Then with the less and less hindrance, you are more and more mindful, more and more heedful. You got less and less wrong thought and heedless thought. And that's how you start to understand life. Then from that mindfulness, you will come to know how you get yourself into trouble. How your mind stir and become angry, emotional, fearful, insecure, deluded. Then how living beings become like that. You can see it. How in the midst of anger they become so violent? But then you reflect. That's why first turning, second turning, third turning is very important. Especially second turning. Reflect, contemplate, and inquire into all the teaching. Why did the Buddha say they are evil root? They are the root of all evil. If you have any selfishness, any emotional negativity, any greed, any hatred, any lust or craving or desire or fear, these are evil root of all. It will make you very evil. So you be very, very mindful of this teaching, this essential Dhamma. Then every time you check, if you have this evil root, does it condition you into negativity and evil? Then that will lead to negative karma. So when you understand, your life depends so much on karma, the first right, that's why you straighten your view. You will not dare to do that anymore. And that right view will allow you to apply the forward effort to abandon the wrong thought that has arisen. The selfish thought, the emotional thought, the fearful thought with the evil root on. The mental intention behind. Then later on when you are so mindful, it can prevent it from arising. And then only you purify your thought. That is the beginning of cultivation. That's why you must have this right view first. Right view leading to right thought. Then only thought, condition, speech, action and livelihood. Without right view, you cannot start. Without right view, you can't even purify your thought, speech, and action. Then how to purify your mind? Purifying mind, you need mindfulness, silent mind, to understand clearly. Okay? This one better later on you ask. Then I can answer it formally. Because this one take time for it to go in. Initially, you are so new, especially the clan group. My Kanyapita group, okay, they have been listening to me for so many, at least months or years. So they can get it very fast. They understand very fast. But now to them, it's like they are so familiar. It's just like the teachings of the Buddha. He has been teaching at the age of 35 and 80. He has taught them for almost 45 years. A lot of things no need to explain already on Anasana. It's just like what I shared the Kanyapita, about 10 years maximum. Some 3 years, 1 year, 2 years. But a lot of things we no need to discuss and explain a bit. We understand each other. So that's why the teaching, when it was passed down, it was all spoken. Understand? No explanation. Understand? Like 5 degrees of form and mind. They know what 5 degrees of form and mind. But to you, you have to crack your head and try to understand what they are. Understand? So a lot of these things you need to understand, it has taken them so many years to understand each other. You know? Because they cultivate and they very see. And that time the Buddha's nature is there. Very different. Yeah. But now, not too bad. Now the sasana are very strong, and they are beings with good nature. That's why you are very blessed. This window, don't miss it. Oh, we have to start already. Okay? We have to start the puja now. Come, those who are involved, you can come and start pass the offering around. Yeah? Yeah. We will start the puja. Yeah. Okay. So before we pass it around, can we pay respect 3 times? Yeah? To the Buddha. Then after that, we will start the official puja. I will start by... Engby is there. Where is the wireless mic? Pass to Engby. Engby, you lead us. Budang puja mi. We just bow 3 times. We pay homage to Triple Gem.
Budang puja mi. Dhammang pujemi, Sanghang pujemi.
Okay, we can commence the puja. The rest can stand up. You form one row like in the temple. Then they will pass round. Then the last person bring it back. Like the incense. Never mind, it's okay. So after when they pass the offerings round, you just rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. When you touch the tray, you also rejoice. Then when you pass it on, you also rejoice. These are all the very wholesome object of veneration and offering that we normally do during puja. Where it has a lot of religious and Dhamma significance. Afterwards, I will explain. Okay, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Can I, let's see. You start with the tray, yes. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pass on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pass on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Continue. Continue. Flower first. Flower first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 That flower. That flower. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You go and help bring it back. The one at the last. The last one. The last one. Oh, here already. Okay. Sorry. Let's. Mi Feng will bring. Yeah. Mi Feng will be the last one. Yeah. Then we will do the official offering of puja by chanting according to the chanting book. There is this white chanting book. You all have it? Can somebody pass me a copy? Thank you. Okay, you turn to page 3, I think. Sorry, this one is page 2. Vandana. Yeah. Okay. Ready, everybody? Yeah. We will start. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Dhammesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapavadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now we will do the official offering of like, Padita Puja. So this one we need Yingbi help us to lead the chanting, huh? Yes, we can chant together. We follow Ingbi, huh?
Page 3,
yes.
Padipa puja ganasara paditena dipena tamadang sena tilokadipang sambutang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambara yutena dupena hang sugang dina pujaye pujani yang tang puja bajana mutamang vanda ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siripada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumena mena punyena metena ca hotu mokkhang puppang milayati yatha idang me kayo tatha yati vinasa bhavam adivase tu no bante paniyam parikapitam anukampam upadaya patigam hatu muttamam
sadhu sadhu sadhu. So for the meaning of the offering, there is an English translation on the right. Huh? You can go back and read it up on your own. Huh? But tonight I will read it to you so that after we make use of the puja, you will understand. Huh? We will have a personal puja which we will chant in the group to help bring about good causes and conditions for you to walk the path of Dhamma. That is, understanding how to make full use of this puja that you have cultivated or you have done so that it can pave the way for positive causes and conditions to help you walk the path of Dhamma. Yeah? So now offering of light. Yeah? The Pali chanting meaning is this. Yeah? With lights brightly shining, abolishing this gloom, I adore the enlightened one who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. The offering of perfume, smoke, or incense. With perfume, incense, made from fragrant substances, I honor the exalted one, worthy of respect, who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. The offering of flower, the meaning is, this mass of flower, fresh hue, fragrant, and choice, I offered at the sacred lotus-like feet of the noble sage. I offer thee, Lord Buddha, this flower. May this virtue aid in my emancipation. Our bodies undergo decay, even as this flower must fade. Offering of water. O Lord, the Blessed One, please accept this water as an offering to thee, out of great compassion for us. Okay, now you can be seated. Eh? Then take out the yellow card. Eh? The yellow card is the symbol guide for doing personal puja and aspiration. Eh? This one you can use when you are at home or when you are alone in a retreat or away place. Eh? So in the bracket there I wrote, eh? Various advice. This concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home or any way place when you are alone. Because when you are alone, eh? You got no condition to prepare all this offering. So you don't have to. You can just in front of the altar, just pay respect. Then you recall to mind all of the offering that you had done before. So like the first offering of light. May this offering of light, we read together. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of all darkness or ignorance therein. So this one is more meaningful, isn't it? Yeah? Instead of just offer this light, yeah? And you adore the Buddha's great quality to dispel all this. But this one is an added aspiration. You make use of it with understanding, because the offering of light can bring forth all these causes and conditions to illuminate your mind, then help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of ignorance or defilement within your mind. So the water has this clarity. It represents clarity. And so you look at the clear water. Just now we miss out the water. Oh, it's in the tray. Sorry. You all didn't pay attention, then you won't see. In the tray, what you have? You have incense. You have water. Candle. And lights. So all this has its meaning for you to reflect upon. Okay? So water represents clarity. Clarity represents understanding. Your mind should be clear, like that clear water, so that it's not clouded by sediment, not clouded by all the dirt, the defilement, especially the heedless thinking, the hindrance of mind, the evil roots and all those things. So when there is clarity, there is just silence. Then you can have clear understanding of what is going on. Because when the water is clear, anything that falls in, you can see clearly. But when it's clouded, full of what they call dirt and dirty thing, whatever goes in, you cannot differentiate. Because it's already mud, very, very clouded. So now the second one is, that one is offering of light. The second one is offering of water. So this one we will read together. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and dose off the fire of all defilement within our mind. So this is for water. Just now it's light that dispel darkness. Okay? Because when you do not have light, means the wisdom light. And so the wisdom light can illuminate your ignorance. It can give rise to understanding. That's why it can awaken you. So offering of light has that significance, that offering of water. Then the third one is offering of incense. Then we make this aspiration. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. So just like the incense, it has its fragrance. It will spread far and wide. Understand? When you have the Dhamma, when you have the wisdom and the virtue, people will feel you. People will sense you, just like the fragrance of the incense. Understand? So this analogy is very good, because you offered it to the Buddha, who has the embodiments of perfect wisdom and virtue. So you determine to cultivate to be like him. Follow the footpath. Then the fourth is offering of fruits. This one also a lot of significance. Then you reflect, contemplate, you make this aspiration. May this offering of fruits remind us of Dana Parami, of generosity, and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition sooner possible. So when you determine this way, you are very focused. You will not become heedless anymore, because the fruition of karma is very, very potent. If you do not follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil and the good, when karma ripens, it's too late to regret. So this is to remind you constantly of karma, having right view with regards to law of karma. Then the other aspect of offering is generosity. Then the last part is offering of flower. We will chant together. Flower has its good significance too. May this constant offering of flower to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on with heedfulness to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to the ultimate liberation and bond-free nibbana. So this one is very useful. So the constant offering of flower will remind you of the impermanence of this physical body. You cannot take for granted. It may not give you that amount of years. You cannot assume. So just like when you offer candle, the candlelight, you cannot assume that it will burn until the end. If the wind blow, or if the candle has defect, it will just go off. Then my wife bought this new candle from Ziji, very good. They say, no dropping on. It will burn until finish, no stain, nothing on. Got such candle. I didn't know until I saw. More expensive, but very nice. Very clean. The whole candle stand, you light until finish. No wax, nothing on down there. Nothing. That shows Klang Talk tomorrow. Emptiness. Okay, now you make use of this understanding to make an overall aspiration. We will chant the number 6 together. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become Balas. Balas is power, unshakable. When your spiritual faculty you cultivate until it become power, means it become unshakable. The faith is unshakable, your Virya is unshakable, your Sati is very stable, unshakable. Samadhi too, then wisdom too. By then you should have become. You must have realized enlightenment, otherwise it cannot become Balas. Okay? Yeah. Then the last one is to share and transfer merits to all beings. Yeah? May these merits be shared by all. We repeat again. Yeah? May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who had the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. We spent a little bit more time. I think we exceeded by 7 minutes. Never mind. Now we will do the official meditation and this Dhamma sharing. So before we start, we will have to invoke the devas to join us. So you turn to page 4. We will get Sister Tengbi to help us. She is very good at chanting. So we just try to follow. Sister Tengbi. You put Anjali, in your Anjali position. Then we will invoke this. This one we let Tengbi chant, the leader, to be chanted by the puja leader. Okay, Tengbi, you can start.
Page 4.
Yeah.
Samanta Chakravalisu Acha Gacchantu Devata Sadhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Paritta Savanakalo Ayam Badanta Paritta Savanakalo Ayam Badanta Paritta Savanakalo Ayam Badanta.
Okay, we will chant the salutation to the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha together. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho. Vicacarana sampanno sukato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanam buddho bhagavate swakato bhagavata dhammo sandittiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pacetang veditadbo vinoheti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango yaditam chattari purisa yokani atha purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam khetam lokasati. Okay, we will pay respect to Triple Gem. I will chant Buddhang Pujemi, then you bow. Buddhang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, thank you so much. You can rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Just relax yourself. Body and mind completely relax. Make sure your backbone is straight. Then we can start our meditation. Okay. We will off the light. Off the light, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, come. Okay, come. Yeah, have a seat. Yeah. We are just about to start. Everybody has been here before. Okay, anyway, I will still give a little bit of short instruction. For those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away start your meditation. For those who are still new, who need to train their mind, I will give you some instruction. So, meditation is very simple when you do with understanding. The key thing to develop meditation is to train your mind to have the spiritual faculties. Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. Once this is developed, it will help you overcome the opposite five hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind, and doubt. Once the hindrances are at bay, you become more heedful. Your mind can meditate. You can receive the Dhamma easily. So puja is one of the important training that will develop the spiritual faculty. And if you maintain faith, then you constantly reflect and contemplate on the great nine virtues of the Buddha, which we have just chanted, and how special he is, and how great his Dhamma is, the teaching, because it can bring about enlightenment, liberation of mind, free you from all suffering and misery, and you will have the condition to live the noble life, the happy and peaceful life, that is free of all suffering. So when you develop that reflection and contemplation, Then when you understand, you were determined to go this way, then not only your faith is developed, you will develop the second spiritual faculty of Virya. Then when you come here, compose your mind, pay respect mindfully, sati would be developed. Then you use this calm, composed mind to train and stabilize that sati. So our purpose of doing this form of meditation for people who has yet to train their mind is to develop the stability of mindfulness through this training. So for those who are new or who need training of this mundane mind or heedless mind, I will give you some skillful means. We call it the mind sweeping method combined with metta. You just make sure you got a stable posture. Then make sure your backbone is straight. Relax body and mind. The key to meditation is first support, relax. Relax into everything. Then maintain silent mind awareness. Then the third support is to stabilize that silent or the awareness until it becomes very stable, until it's continuous 24 hours. Then use it to meditate. The last support is just trust. Do not use thought. Whatever that arises, trust the silent mind and nature to just develop the understanding. Don't try to know. When you meditate, you just maintain silent and awareness. The awareness will understand. So you don't try to use your thought to look for anything. You just silent. And that silence will allow you to develop a lot of understanding. So for those who are still new, you need to train. I will give you some instruction on how to develop the mind sweeping method to train your mind so that you will only feel and relax, you will not think. So close your eye, maintain attention of body and mind. Then maintain attention at your forehead. Feel your forehead, feel. If there is any tension, any tightness or any stress within, you just silently relax, relax and relax every part of it. Then you can sweep it out to your eye muscle, do the same. Feel, relax, don't think. Then your facial muscle, you sweep it down. You feel every strain of it and relax into it. Then to assist you further, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, you have a lot of joy. That joy will make you relax. So your facial muscle will naturally relax when you can smile. Then after that, you can recite loving kindness or metta to bring about well-being and happiness within your own form and mind. You can recite as follows. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. When you recite, may I, this body and mind of mine, feel the body and mind, be well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within your body and mind, your entire being. Then may this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. Then you can relate this same metta to all your loved ones, all beings. May all my loved ones and all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and all Kayanamitas, Dhamma friends, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then may all beings within the entire Subhanjaya, slang of state, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, our planet Mother Earth, then Southeast Asia A, the solar system, then the galaxy, and our entire universe. May all beings within the entire existence do be well and happy. May they all do be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within all their hearts. Then you come back to your facial muscle, relax every part, silent. Then sweep this mind to your neck, feel relaxed. Shoulder, feel relaxed. Hand, back to shoulder, feel relaxed. Then you move your attention to your heart. Just silent your mind, feel, do not think, just silent, feel. You can detect any heartbeat or any vibration. You just stay with it. Allow the silent mind to be with it. With the awareness and the phenomena as one. Just stay with it. If you are new, you are not sensitive, it's okay. You just feel your heart area, chest area. If you are silent enough, you will hear a lot of things, like the clock ticking and a lot of other vibration. You just feel and relax, just like you feel your forehead. Relax every part, feel it soothingly, relax. Then you move your attention to your stomach, do the same, feel, relax, no thinking. Then you feel the abdomen, just silence your mind, feel, relax. Buttock, do the same, then your leg. Then you can reverse this entire mind sweeping method from leg to buttock, feel, relax, abdomen, feel, relax, stomach, feel, relax, your heart area, again, feel, relax. The heart area is very important because this is where your heartbeat is, this is where the seat of consciousness is, this is where the life force arises and passes away. So later on in your meditation, when you know how to meditate, you will fall back to the heart, where this is the gateway to your nature. And this is a very, very useful location within your body for meditation. For the time being, you just feel, relax. Then you move up to your shoulder, hand, back to shoulder, neck, feel, relax. Facial muscle, eye muscle, forehead, do the same. Feel and relax. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you should stabilize this calmness or this silent mind more. You can develop what they call anapanasati. Anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is mindfulness of this in and out breath. So just like you're aware of your forehead, now you're aware of your breathing. Maintain attention in front of your nostril. Just silence everything and feel. Like you feel your forehead, you feel your breathing now. Then following the instruction of the Buddha, breathing in, the body and mind move as one without thought. The mind is aware. Breathing out, mind and the breath move as one without thought. So breathing in, aware, breathing out, aware. You just train yourself this way. Initially, when you are not used to it, you will find it very difficult. Within split second, the mindfulness will just wander off. You will not be able to actually maintain mindfulness of your breathing for even 1 minute. Initially, it's okay because the mind that is heedless need to be trained. So you're just patient. Every time this mind wanders off, patiently bring it back. Means maintain attention at your nostril there and repeat the whole cycle. Just feel. Every time you detect the breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. continue to train, you can expect the mind to wander off many, many times. But as long as you are patient, this anapanasati will come to be. For those who really know how to do, then you continue to relax into it. When anapanasati develops, your mind becomes very different. That mindfulness or sati will bring about a type of calmness within your mind. The first type of calmness is piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual joy, or spiritual rapture that will arise when the mind is in sati without thought. And this piti will make you feel very good, especially the first time you experience them. Then you will like to meditate. Then you continue to silent and continue to be mindful. And this piti will become more and more developed, more and more strong. Then after a while, you can relax into it. See the piti relaxing into it. Yeah. As you relax, the piti become more and more refined, more and more refined. Then you accumulate into what they call sukha. Sukha is a very blissful state. Then that time your breath, everything become different. It become long breath, much more refined, much more quiet. Then like that breath become very clear to you. Everything that is going on become very clear. That is your sati has developed. It has stabilized and become more stable. Then the bliss, sukha, can be really blissful and you will like it. If you are not careful, a lot of cultivator will get attached to it. So what you need to do is you have to relax into it. Every time it becomes very strong, you continue to just relax your mind and just allow it to be. Don't try to focus or concentrate or develop any absorption into it. Just experience it. Relax into it. Then it will continue to transform and become more refined. Then finally it becomes pasati. Pasati is the tranquil mind, silent mind, stillness of mind. There is no movement at all. So when pasati arises, your breathing, everything, or your object of meditation, they will all become very quiet, very subtle, like no more breathing. And when you reach this state, you just silent everything and just relax, allow it to be. Then after that, wherever you place your mind, the awareness will be very strong, very, very stable. You can try locating it at your heart area first. Then you will come to realize it can easily detect the heartbeat without a stethoscope. Any vibration within your whole entire body and mind, you can detect them. Then you can hear a lot of what they call insect sound, ticking of the clock, aircon sound, and any vibration. You can even hear your fellow Kayanamitas breathing. Then your mind becomes very sensitive. You just silent. And just allow that silent mind that is in sati and pasati to understand what is going on. Then use that silent mind to meditate. Okay, now I will leave you all to train your mind. I will ring the bell in about 10 minutes time. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Always remember, the form of meditation is to train your mind to stabilize that sati. For those who already had trained their mind, you can just silence that mind. Then use that silent mind to develop the understanding within. That is apamada. Apamada means ever mindful, constantly meditative. So when you have this continuous mindfulness or very stable mindfulness, then you use it to understand the Dhamma, the teaching that the Buddha has taught us. Through investigation into our form and mind, it's only when you are silent you can understand what is going on. Then you can understand very clearly what this form and mind is all about, what the five creator form and mind is all about. The Buddha talked about the two aspects. As a human being, first aspect, we have a physical body, then we have a mind. This is the first aspect as a human being, form and mind. The mind has form or aggregate. The Buddha subdivide into feeling, perception, activity of mind or mental states, and consciousness. These are the four aggregates of mind that your mind is capable of arising. So if you were silent and you meditate, you will come to understand the five aggregate very clearly within your own form and mind. You will be aware of your first aggregate of form, the rupang, the physical body. And within this physical body, you have a lot of sub-form. Your breath body is also another body. Then your physical body is one more. Then all the physical movement and action that it manifests throughout your daily life, like the four posture, they are also object of meditation for you to anchor your sati. That's like the first foundation of mindfulness, kaya nupassana. There are six categories of cultivation. The Buddha said the first category is you train your mind to develop sati. That is the most important spiritual faculty. The puja will develop the sada virya. Your contemplative wisdom will also develop that. But sati need to be cultivated through your daily routine, daily religious routine, and daily mindfulness. So after you have trained your mind, the Buddha said, when sati is stabilized, you have to do the second category of cultivation within kaya nupassana. You have to develop the training of the mind to be aware of your four posture. Four posture are standing, sitting, walking, and lying down. And these are the posture that you will do throughout your day. So you can be aware of them as you arise and move, alternate between them. That is the first training. That is a lot easier. If four posture also you cannot do, you cannot do the third one. Well, the third one is sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension of all the connecting action between the four posture. Everything that you do in life, all your action, movement, even answering nature's call, putting on your clothes, standing, looking forward, turning, bending, stretching, and all action and movement within the present moment. Your body and mind is one. So that third category of cultivation is very, very important. Maybe tonight I will move into that a bit so that I can allow you to have better understanding. Then you can ask me question later on. Okay, this one, what is reality? I will rub it off because we finished that talk last week, last Friday. So tomorrow's talk is on another topic, yeah? Emptiness. Tomorrow talk is on emptiness. Okay. So just now I was trying to explain to you, kaya nupasana. Okay, first category of cultivation is you use anapanasati to train your mind to have sati. Okay, anapanasati is what the Buddha has recommended, because he said it's a very neutral object. It's suitable for most people, of most personality, because it's a very neutral object, not fearful, not something that you are attached to, and it's something that is very compatible to most people's personality. But there are certain people who has certain type of preference for certain meditation object to enable them to develop sati. So that's why during the Buddha's time, you can recall there is a monk. He was under Sariputta. Sariputta gave him a lot of object of meditation, but he couldn't. Until finally he asked him to concentrate on Marana Anusati, means contemplation on the death, the death of this body and mind. He still cannot do. Then finally the Buddha came to know, because the Buddha, through his special abhinya, he saw this particular monk in the previous life. He has been born into a goldsmith shop, son of a goldsmith, for 500 life, and he liked gold. So the Buddha told this monk, he said, you meditate on the golden Buddha. So the Buddha gave him the object of meditation, golden Buddha. The moment he saw this golden Buddha, his faith become very strong. His virya become very strong. Then he was able to concentrate. Then he was able to actually develop the ability to focus. Then as he was doing that, the Buddha has this ability to actually create the dissolution of that golden Buddha. The very moment that golden Buddha image that he has as an object of meditation suddenly starts to dissolve, then during that silent mind, when that monk was meditating with the awareness of that, what they call Buddha Anusati, when he was recollecting the nine great virtues and fully aware of that beautiful golden Buddha, that very dissolution allowed the mind to awaken, and he became an arahant straight away. Then he became enlightened then. It's so fast and so easy. But this one is because the parami. That's why when the sadhavirya is very strong, then when sati is very, very stable, any transformation within that moment, the direct seeing, it will awaken. Then during that time, I think their faith are very strong, and the Dhamma has been spoken, they have reflected, contemplated, is waiting for the timing. That's why it happened. So different people has different personality, so different object of meditation may need to be used. So you need to find out for your own. But most people, you can use anapanasati. If you cannot, it's not important. In fact, I came to know bowing is another very good one, and many people has actually benefited from it. So if you cannot do anapanasati, you just do your bowing. Every day, when you wake up or before you sleep, when you pay respect, do your puja. Then when you want to meditate, instead of meditate, you develop sati, mindfulness through bowing. When you bow with faith and understanding, you cultivate the three spiritual faculty together. Saddha, virya, then sati. Don't try to know anything. You keep on bowing with the faith. Bow until the body and mind become one. the form and mind will come to know one. When you are in sati, you will know one, because the Dhamma is pachetang. So anapanasati also same. You do until when the mind and the breath become one without thought. In that state of sati and awareness, the form and mind will understand. So the reason why this breath is very useful is because our breathing is always within the moment. Understand? Our kaya is always within the moment. So you can be mindful of the breathing. Means your mind is always within the moment. Understand? Without thought. The problem is how to develop that stability of awareness. Then when you move on from anapanasati to the second category of practice, if you do bowing, you don't need to do anapanasati. Sometimes you can also use chanting. You chant until the chanting and the awareness become one. So whatever skillful mean you can use, you use it. The method is only a skillful mean to train your mind to have sati. Always remember that. It never defined the meditation. Okay? So whatever method, technique, it is just a skillful mean to train. So don't be gullible. Don't make believe that if I do that technique, I'm doing vipassana or I'm doing samatha. Because 100 people do the same object of meditation, they will do it differently. Yeah, all of the object of meditation or technique, they need instruction. And all instruction that is given are subject to interpretation. So that's why different people will understand it differently and interpret it differently, and they will meditate differently. So no two person can develop the same understanding and experience if you use the same technique and method. But problem with technique and method is if you do without understanding, you become gullible, you will get stuck. And all method and technique come with instruction which are thought-based. You have to be very careful. Thought-based, if you don't understand, if you get stuck, it's very difficult to come out of it. So in order to avoid thought-based meditation, you need to develop the cultivation with understanding. Understanding means what? I train my mind using all this technique and method with a series of instruction. I'm not doing meditation yet. So I'm just training this mind to be aware. If you understand that, then that training is very useful. But if you don't understand that it is to develop the training of the mind to be aware, then you will end up doing a lot of other things. Then the thought-based meditation can really create a lot of hallucination and other type of experience. Then you get yourself debate. And you will do all sorts of other things. And you make believe that that is meditation and that is what you are looking for. And most of them will end up with absorption and concentration meditation, samatha. Then if you don't know how to use the four support, the four support for meditation is always remember, relax into every state that arises. Then silence your mind to maintain just attentiveness or awareness without thought. Just silent. Then stabilize it until it becomes pasati. Very stable, 24 hours, continuous. Then use it to meditate. Then the last one is trust. Trust means trust your nature. Allow the nature to do the meditation. The thought does not interfere. The mind is always silent. Just to develop understanding. The moment you understand, the understanding will know how to avoid the interference. Avoid how to actually interfere with your thought to meditate. Because you will become very clear later on that every arising of thought will disrupt the mind from becoming peaceful or aware. Because sati or awareness, sati is awareness before the knowing, before the arising of mind, before the perception, before the thinking, before the emotion, before the stirring. So in order to have sati, the mind has to be quiet. The moment you are quiet without thought, without the aggregates of mind, you are already in sati. you are already in a meditative state of silence. That understanding is very important. So in meditation, technically, there is no doer. Where the doer is always the thought. When there is nobody doing, that is the true meditation. Then only the mind can be quiet and silent. And you can be aware of that silence. This will allow you to understand what I always tell you, the space between thought. That is the silent mind. That is your true mind. Then when you connect with that, you will understand it very clearly. Then when you understand what that silent is, that true mind is, that one can develop the direct seeing. That one can understand the Dhamma. Yeah. That's how you transform after that. Otherwise, the thought keep on actively trying to interfere and do the meditation. So coming back to Kayanupassana, okay? When you train your mind to develop sati awareness, the second support is there, okay? So after you train already, your mind relax and aware, then you use it to develop awareness of what? The four posture, anasana. Standing, walking, sitting, or lying down. Any of these four posture maintain awareness. Right now I stand, aware. Then if I walk, body and mind as one, aware. Okay? Later on, you will move into the third one. Turning, bending, stretching. As you do this, you know what happened to you or not. Because you are just aware. Body and mind as one. When the body and mind as one aware, you cannot think. Fair enough. If you cannot think, means what? You are more and more mindful, more and more heedful, less and less heedless. That is the real meditation. If you still think a lot, if the thought is still active, you are still far from the actual training of sati. Even the four posture, you have not really done it. Yeah. Then, as you connect the four posture together, you will move into the third category of cultivation. The Buddha called it sati sampajana. Not only you mindful, you must have clear comprehension of what is going on within all this activity and movement in life. Yeah. There are four types of clear comprehension that you need to develop. Yeah. Any of you can remember what are the four? First one is what? Ah, very good. Sincerity of purpose. Sincerity of purpose. So this is the first one. What is the meaning? So the four types of clear comprehension. Sincerity of purpose means what? You have been very sincere with this cultivation, isn't it? Your purpose is to develop what? Your purpose is to develop what? Understanding and wisdom, so that you are not deluded, so that your mind can liberate, so that you no longer need to deludedly grasp and cling and arise the suffering. So, sincerity of purpose means your purpose is very clear. You are here to train the mind to have awareness to develop the understanding of the Dhamma, to develop wisdom, to insight into the characteristics of nature, so that you don't have this wrong view anymore, sakayaditi. When you insight into the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering, and non-self, or anicchang dukkang anatta, you will come to understand clearly that this so-called human being, or five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects, they are all empty, impermanent, lead to suffering, and non-self. Then you will have this wisdom that will enable you to break free from that self-delusion that condition you to wrongfully grasp and cling on to this five degree of form and mind that condition your suffering, which is the first noble truth final summary. Remember, the Buddha said, in short, it is due to the self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind, which I call upadana khanda. That condition, suffering or dukkha. So the final summary actually comes from there. So your purpose is to develop the insight, develop that wisdom and the understanding, so that sakkaya ditti break. When you can break free from sakkaya ditti, then you know he no me, he no you. Then there is no personality, no egoic mind, no wrong view. Then there is nobody to attach and cling, understand not? Then there is nobody to become selfish. There is nobody to become angry, to develop the envy, the jealousy, the fear, worry, anxiety. Then it just form a mind. Karmically conditioned out for you to use to live life. So this is not you. This is not a person that you deludedly grasp and cling onto and believe that it is you. There is a person inside there. A person that thinks, a person that becomes emotional, a person that can do things, experience things. Yeah. So all this self-delusion, the moment you develop the wisdom to awaken, there is no more delusion. Then this form and mind, understand clearly what the form and mind is, through that understanding born of wisdom connected to that nature. That is the one that supports this form and mind from being deluded. Yeah. So the sincerity of purpose is to just develop wisdom so that you don't debate. So if your purpose of meditation is to develop the psychic ability, the supernatural power, or what they call mind power, then it has got nothing to do with the Buddha's teaching. The Buddha's teaching is to ultimately break free from sakkaya ditti, to develop the awakening so that you have this understanding, clear understanding of who you are, what you are, and all of the nature's law that governs life and existence. So sincerity of purpose will prevent you from walking the wrong path. Okay? That one is very important. Yeah? You reflect on template and you come back to this, then whenever you are stuck in psychic field or whatever, you will come to understand that you have debated. Okay? Yeah. Then second one is what? Clear comprehension of what? Domain of meditation. This one is another very important one. Domain of meditation. Yeah. Meditation can be done, the Buddha said, anywhere, any place, anytime. So this will develop the understanding that meditation is not just formal meditation, not just sitting, not just going to retreat. Meditation can be done in all posture, standing, sitting, walking, lying down, and even whatever action and movement that you are doing. That's why it covers mindfulness of the four posture and the mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action or movement within life itself. Yeah. So when you start to understand that the domain of meditation is so wide, then you will not be like before, gullible, always justify. I still need to work. I cannot meditate. I got no time. Wait till I retire, then I meditate. All this means you don't understand. Then you say, I need to go retreat. I need to go to somewhere quiet, somewhere peaceful. Means you don't understand this purpose of meditation, domain of meditation. When you understand this, then you will come to know meditation can be done anywhere, any place, any time, with any method, any technique, any posture. There is no restriction at all. Well, meditation is about what? Mindfulness. To develop the wisdom and understanding of everything that is going on in life. To understand the secret of life. So when you have this clear comprehension of what you are doing within the four foundations of mindfulness, your meditation becomes very different. Yeah. Actually, the third category of practice, sati sampajana, is the four foundations of mindfulness. Yeah. That actually is the key That is the real meditation. That's why one of our Dhamma friends, after he went through some form of experience and transformation, last Tuesday, you know the sharing, after the whole talk we were having our discussion there, then he was full of joy and understanding. Then he was sitting, there was one day, I think at home, he do a lot of sitting. Last time he used to sit, he liked to sit. Then all of a sudden during the sitting, you know what understanding he has? Anybody was from the Tuesday class? Where is Joyce? Joyce not here. Oh, Joyce meditating. Never mind. Mimi also not here. Never mind. You know what he told me? He told everybody actually. But I don't know how many of them heard him. He said, very, very funny. All of a sudden, in the midst of that formal meditation, inside there's understanding. No point, is it? The real meditation is daily mindfulness. How? The understanding came out from inside. That is what will happen. Because he starts to meditate with understanding. He starts to inquire, what am I sitting here for? Am I still training my mind? But he don't have to train already. This one already transformed and connected. And he was throughout the day away already. Most of the time, mindful already. Then, what is that sitting all about? But I later told him, I said, the form of sitting, later on, you will do the lying down one. That is the best posture. And that is to stabilize the mind so that it can enter cessation of form and mind. When you want to realize the permanent cessation, which is not a glimpse, or one moment of momentary cessation, which is Nibbana. That one, in daily life, you can experience it. The momentary one, it can happen. But in the former sitting, the chances is a lot higher. And that one, you can actually go into it and understand it very clearly. So there are times to sit. Initially, you sit to train the mind, until it's very stable, until your routine becomes very stable. So you sit, Then when you have already trained, then when you move into daily mindfulness, that's I always told you all, the real meditation is daily mindfulness, sati sampajana. If you cannot do that, you cannot develop heedfulness, means ever mindful, constantly meditating throughout the day. This is the second meaning of 24 hours. Continuous mindfulness to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path means to be heedful throughout the day. The third support. So when you are doing this, this is the real meditation. Okay? Then from here, you will develop insight. You will insight into the three characteristics on it. You will insight into the unreality of this form and mind, the impermanent, the suffering state, and the non-self. Not until that three characteristics is understood very clearly, you go and do formal meditation, no use on. I tell you, you are wasting your time. Maybe you got more peace, more calmness, more energy field, more samatha training and all things. Unless you have your past, then something can happen. Otherwise, to me, not much use. But the moment you have done your daily mindfulness, when you are inside in a phenomena, when you're what they call three turning wisdom, especially the second turning, become very, very clear. Contemplate, reflect, and inquire until very, very clear. Then when your wisdom start to stabilize until very stable, then you are ready to do formal meditation again. That time you go into formal meditation, your mind will know how to silence on its own. Then you will experience like some of the Kainamita recently experienced. Last Tuesday, one lady, she went through that. She was meditating. Not last Tuesday. Not the recent one. The previous one. Wait. Was it yes? The recent one or the earlier Tuesday, This Tuesday. Correct. No. He went and lie down. No? This Tuesday. Oh, very good. Earlier on, the first Tuesday, a lot of things happened. She requested with together with Song, then a lot of things happened. Then this Tuesday, she became so different. No? She sat there meditating. I think there was another 10 minutes to go. No? Suddenly, she came out from the seat. She never do lying down meditation. No? Yeah. She went and do lying down meditation. She walked to somewhere else where my seti is in my house. In front of the TV, she just lie down and meditate for 1 hour plus after that until the whole session finished. Then she doesn't talk. Then later on, when we discussed, then only she told me. But I knew already. I saw her moving out, I saw her moving there. Then I even told them in the talk, you can hear her. He went down there and silent and just, you know what happened? The whole mind just ceased. There was nothing inside there. And I asked her, why did you go there? She said, up there, ask her to go there. Yeah. Means the higher being. And he just went there. That's like after that, he sent a message I shared with the WhatsApp, my Karamita. You read her message. Her English not good one. She is Mandarin educated. But you can understand. I think Mimi and Joyce understood what she meant. There was so much joy. So much happiness, and she has a lot of gratitude because it's meant to be. Her past, her nature, her affinity, everything just happened. So during that line now, the whole mind is like finished, nothing. Then he came out, he tell me, he doesn't want to talk. I said, silent, no need to talk. Then he just said one word, so much joy after that. Completely empty, nothing inside there at all. Not even a single thought. Just silent and still. Through that 1 hour plus of that silence, the nature understands a lot of things. Yeah. Everything that is happening, it understands. That's why that type of meditation is very different. Okay? So when you understand the fourth type of clear comprehension, your meditation becomes very different. You are very sincere in your purpose. You understand the domain of meditation. Then the third one is what? Yeah? Third one is what? Suitability. Means clear comprehension of suitability. Suitability of what? Yeah? There are three things. What are they? Yeah? Very good. Place. Time and people. The place is any place. The most important place is wherever you are. Understand? In the midst of noise, in the midst of society, in the midst of living, in the midst of career or whatever. Wherever you are, that is the place you have to meditate. Understand? So there is no such thing as delusion. Understand? I must go quiet place only can meditate. Here too noisy. Understand? Too much disturbance. So you will not have those delusion anymore. So suitability of place, time, and people, very clear. The most important people right now are the people around here and the non-humans within this vicinity. Understand? Where these are the people you can share and help. Understand? If now, sitting here, meditating or listening to a Dhamma, instead you go and worry about another relative at home or overseas, does that help? It's only the thought that worry, isn't it? There is no reality. Maybe you can say metta, sana. It may help a bit. But there is no reality. You know? It does not help you. It makes you heedless because that fear, worry, anxiety make you think and worry about that person. But you are now here. You know? The most important people are the people around you. You know? make full use of them, understand? Use them to meditate. Use them to develop the understanding. Yeah. Like now, you listen to the Dhamma sharing, then every one of you have this, what they call, sincerity of purpose, to come here to develop understanding, to straighten your view, to develop the wholesomeness, and to rejoice and all those things. So these are very, very, what they call, meritorious. And it will lead to a lot of merits and blessings. Then you know how to aspire, like what we do, the invocation of aspiration for these merits to be channeled in certain direction. Then it will pave the way for you to actually speed up your cultivation, walk the path of Dhamma with understanding, so that you can realize this Dhamma soon as possible. So all this is very useful. So suitability is the third one. The fourth one is what? Non-delusion. This one is very important. Non-delusion means you are not deluded by the experience that happened during meditation. Non-delusion here means to prevent you from get trapped. Trapped by what? No. Once you are during this meditation, you are not trapped by that normal delusion anymore. You are trapped by the defilement of insight. You heard of this? Yeah? Defilement of insight and all. Insight also got defilement on. Understand? There are 10 defilement of insight. It's in the scripture, in the text. So when you are trapped in this, it's very difficult to come out. You know what are these 10 defilement of insight in there? First one is what? First of these 10 defilement is what? You start to see nimitta, you start to see light in there. Then you get excited in there. So if you got no clear comprehension of non-delusion, means your sincerity or purpose you forgot. You get excited with all the nimitta, all the light. Yeah? Especially the kasina. Then you go and focus, then the energy come out. Yeah? Then it make you like very powerful. Then you play with it, then it can arise like a lot of very fantastic mind state. Then you start to experience fantastic things. Then you say, oh, my meditation is now so different, so fantastic. But it leads to what? It leads to thought-based meditation, samatha, jhana. Then you can debate, because you will have a lot of psychic ability. You can levitate, you can read mind, you can penetrate elements and all those things. Then you can have ability to hear distant sound. Then you got what they call, you can see. They call divine ear and divine eye. Understand? Yeah. And many other things. So, the first defilement of insight is, of course, they call obasa. You see light. Not the Japanese word obasang. Obasa, like. Like is nimitta. Then the other defilement of insight is when you develop piti sukha, you have a lot of this mind state, joy and happiness, the blissful state. You get trapped inside there. You think this is meditation. It makes you so peaceful, so blissful, so peaceful and so happy. So you think meditation is about peace, about calmness, about inner well-being, about healing. Again, you debate. Then later on, even mindfulness, continuous mindfulness, you become complacent and get trapped. You will develop the cultivation until your daily mindfulness, you are so stable. Like throughout the day, you are mindful. And then the thought will come and talk to you. Oh, I heard before, no. The arahant, 24-hour mindfulness. Or then you think you like arahant already, 24-hour mindfulness. Understand? Then you become complacent, or you start to, oh, I think I can teach already. Then you start to have this, what they call, intention. you may be to you very sincere, but then as you do it, as you come out, you realize you still got this anusaya latent tendency, which is not rooted out. You cannot cope, no. Well, later on, you will confront a lot of people, because nowadays, cultivator and human being, not so easy, no. They don't just believe what you say, or they challenge you, no. They really challenge you. Then if you cannot take it, you react, and you know. Then if you cannot actually bring about that understanding, then end of the day, you end up with more problem and situation. Instead of trying to help, you end up with more conflict, more negativity. Then you realize there are still many things not right inside you. Yeah. You were no one, because you cannot lie to yourself. Understand? Yeah. Then there are a lot more. Yeah. As you move through, you go and look through the text. It's all written there. Yeah. In fact, I gave a talk last time on the 10 defilement of insight. Yeah. When I go through the Noble Eightfold Path, the Samasati, then Samadhi. Yeah. When I did Samadhi, I actually shared this 10 defilement of insight. It's in the notes there. But these notes are 2005 one. I never give out to the new batch, I think. Except a few of them have it, I think. Media will have it. Maybe one day, when there are more people having that interest, you let me know. I will bring that A4 size photostat. Last time we didn't compile into book. But it's a transcript note from the 2-hour talk. So those who have the condition to understand that, it will help you a lot. That one is very clear. Oh, almost 10 o'clock. So this one I covered. So sati sampajana. Sampajana is clear comprehension. So clear comprehension of 4 things: sincerity of purpose, domain of meditation, suitability of place, time, and people. Then non-delusion. These 4, you need to slowly understand them. Understand? These are for more serious cultivator. As you become more serious, this will help you in a big way. Understand? Initially, it's to understand what is meditation. That one is more important. Then after you understand what is meditation, then you become interested, you become serious about the practice. And then you have to move into this understanding. Otherwise, you will get trapped again. Understand? Because when your sincerity or purpose is not established, you can become gullible. Then you can be deluded by it again. A lot of people debate because they lack this sincerity or purpose. Because to them, they have this greed. Greed for fantastic meditation experience. Greed for psychic ability. They want to be famous. They want to have special psychic experience. Then they want to make use of it for deviant purpose. So it depends on what you want. That's why if you come to meditation with other intention, my advice is you better be careful. But if your intention is just develop wisdom, then you got no fear, no worry, no entanglement. Because when you develop just wisdom, you will not go into the psychic field. You will not go into samatha. You just develop mindfulness, training, mindfulness. After that, you will not go into absorption. You can experience it and come out, but you will not pursue it because you understand the sincerity of purpose clearly. Then you will follow the advice of the Buddha to move into daily mindfulness, starting from the 4 posture, then sati sampajana, means daily mindfulness. It is from the daily mindfulness that you really, really develop the wisdom and the insight. After that, only the formal meditation got meaning. So formal meditation, there are 2. Okay? One is to train the mind. And then you have to. Understand? Like going to the gym. You have to go to a quiet place, train. Like go to a gym. Train until your sati is stable already. Then you got to come out into society. Understand? Into the daily life. To cultivate the daily mindfulness. That is the real meditation. That is the one that will develop the insight and the wisdom. after you have developed the insight and the wisdom, especially the insight into the three characteristics of nature, that time only your mind can develop the understanding to develop the meditation in the formal meditation. And then when you do the formal meditation that time, you no need to, like last time I have to teach you how to train your mind, how to reverse the heedless thinking using the what they call mind sweeping method, metta. Then after that, how to stabilize it, then use it to meditate. No need. Because the moment you have that insight, means your spiritual faculty already is stable. You already have the initial wisdom, you understand? Then when you go into the meditation, these three support, you will understand very easily, very clearly. So what you need to do is the last one, trust. Trust means don't you stop. Understand? Don't interfere with the meditation. Just relax, silent and aware. And let the nature do itself. The energy will move by itself. You don't have to direct it. But the directing of it is the thought. And you know why it's dangerous or not. Before you become enlightened, if you go and direct your energy, your so-called chi, you go and focus your third eye, focus your whatever, tan tian and all those things, it will actually energize there. Understand? Because wherever you put your awareness or thought, that thought energy, which is from your life force, they will go inside, understand? Then they will build up. That's why when you think from the brain, this brain will absorb a lot of your thought energy. That's why you become very tired when you study or when you think a lot, understand? But when you are very relaxed and silent, when you don't lose your energy through all this thinking, the reaction, the emotion, then your mind use very little energy. That's why in the formal meditation, you recuperate very fast. You use very little energy. Then you become very calm, very peaceful. Then this vibration will actually bring about an improvement in your immune system and mind state. And this peace will condition your form and mind into a very good state so that it can actually bring about a lot of what they call improvement in your mental states, your health, your understanding, and your immune system. So all this can be very, very easily seen. Yeah. So coming back to the four support, once you have developed the daily mindfulness and you have insight, then these three, when you do formal meditation, automatically it will be there. You will know how to relax, you will know how to aware, silent, then allow it to be. The last one is trust. Trust is when you allow it to be, then nature, through that internal understanding and wisdom, it will move. It will open from inside. Otherwise, if you use thought to direct, yeah, just like I forgot to explain this, before you become enlightened, you have duality. True or not? Because you don't have wisdom. Everything is in a state of duality. They call it yin-yang. That's why you have yin-yang energy. And you use your yin-yang energy to concentrate on the third eye or the tan-tian or your heart area or whatever area, then this energy you direct through the thought from outside, especially those who do the other type of qigong or whatever. Sorry, don't get me wrong. Qigong, nothing wrong. You want to do for help, go ahead. Because that is different. But if you want to develop wisdom, meditation, then you don't go and direct all your this one. Understand? Because they go and focus or say is to develop their qi so that it will strengthen their health. It will give them a lot of energy, a lot of qi, which is actually true. But it's within the psychic field, understand? Field of thought. That's why their qigong people, they are very powerful. Understand? Nothing wrong with that. Because this is what they want. Different people, they have different understanding, different need they will do. Then some from qigong, they also develop wisdom. Understand? You cannot underestimate them. Yeah. It depends on what you want. Yeah. But if you were to be deluded or gullible, then you use this qi negatively because you are not enlightened yet. Understand? Then it has its karmic effect. Understand? Cause and effect, cause and effect. Then sometimes you're not careful. you can run into what they call, in Mandarin they call, 走火入魔, 走火入魔. That one is a high possibility. You play with energy field. So when you understand the danger of that, you don't go and direct your thought. You just silent, relax, and aware. And when the awareness go in, you don't go and direct it. You allow the awareness to locate through the silent mind, the gateway. The gateway to your nature is very beautiful. That's why finally, you will fall to the heart area. Yeah. Somewhere towards the left a bit. No need to look for it on. You just silent. When you have the insight and the initial wisdom ready, when you do the formal meditation, especially lying now, then these three, they will move inside. Then the last one, trust, you don't direct your thought. You just trust your nature. You just silent, feel around the heart area. Then as long as you can continue to silent without thought, that is the meditative mind. That is very near your true mind. So that one will detect the gateway. The gateway is you cannot see one. You don't know where it is one. But the silent mind will detect one. And then when the moment it detects, that form and mind will know one. Because everything that you have cultivated, your energy that you have developed, whether wisdom or thought base or whatever, it will melt inside there. That is very soothing one. Then when it flows in, that form and mind will know one. Then everything inside, all of a sudden will become very quiet, very peaceful, very still. Then here, the brain, everything like no activity, it starts to stop. Yeah. But there is still the clear, silent awareness that is aware of no thought. Yeah. If you continue to meditate like that, not long, very fast, the cessation will happen. Because the cessation can only happen when you have the direct seeing, the true insight, when you really penetrate, then when you understand. Then during that time, your mind is very different. Then you understand clearly what the Buddha meant by Sankara Anicang, Sankara Dukang, Dhamma Anatta. Very clear. Means every moment of conscious mind, the three universal characteristics is there, and you understand them very clearly. Then your mind cannot grasp, cannot cling. That is the time when that thing has the ability to like detach by itself. Understand? It cannot hold already. Means it cannot hold anything already. Then that mind, finally it will understand. All of mundane mind, they have this universal characteristic. Condition arising, causal phenomena, impermanent, leading to suffering, empty, non-self. Very clear. That insight, that understanding is very clear. That's why you need to continue to reflect, contemplate, and inquire through the second turning until very, very clear. Then when you reach a point where you are ready to awaken, anytime, first, second, or third turning, wisdom can trigger off that cessation. Initially, the sainthood way is one moment of cessation. One moment, enough already. That form and mind will understand very clearly what that thing is. Then Sakaya Ditti no more. The first fetter. Together with the first fetter, the second and third also will go. Then after that, subsequent fetter depend on your cultivation from the past. If you have very strong past, you pass through them very fast. Then you reach back to your level of cultivation from your past. Very fast, you will go back to that level. Very fast doesn't mean instant. It still take a while. But the moment you penetrate, because you will inherit, then whatever you inherit, it will bring forth the condition for you to understand things very fast. That's why during that time, like what happened to Song, he inside keep on clicking, click, click. It understand itself. You have to connect and you have to go through that. Then only that understanding keep on coming. The spiritual faculty has to be stabilized. Once this one is there, the seven factor of enlightenment will be there. I explained earlier on. Then the whole of meditation, when understood, these four support, you will know what to do. Then you will go through the transformation very fast. And now it's possible, because now the condition is very good, very conducive. The nature, the energy, the beings around, they are very, very beautiful and very conducive. You only need to have three things, remember. First is faith. Then be sincere, sincerity. Last one is diligent. Okay, I write down. Faith. Sincerity. Last one is diligent. Is it C-E? T, yeah? T, yeah? Correct, Need only No, D-I or D-E? I remember D-I. You go and check that dictionary, never mind. So, this one, faith is very important. This is the first spiritual faculty. The moment you are sincere means you will never cheat yourself, deceive yourself. Understand? Means no more negativity. Means your sincerity, your purpose is established. You are very sincere. This is the way. Because you see the importance of this teaching, this understanding. It not only lead to enlightenment, liberation, it free you from all suffering, even including all your subsequent future life when you come. Because this life, when you have the condition, you break free, you make the aspiration in front of the Buddha, determine strongly that you will have this understanding life after life, so that every life you come, you have this understanding, so that you need not suffer. So that this understanding will bring about the causes and conditions for you to live the third phase of Dhamma. You know what is the third phase of Dhamma? Is that Pativeda. You reap the fruition of it. Understand? So that life after life you come, you will inherit this understanding. But you must have the understanding. Now is the best window. And when you can have that and you make the appropriate aspiration through your understanding, so now you go beyond that ibina punyang kamina, mami bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yawan ivana patia. You know what that one is, The Buddha teach you one, the common one. By the power of all this wholesomeness and merits that you have cultivated, may it arise the causes and conditions for you to always, means for your nature of yours, means every life you come to always avoid the foolish and the heedless. Only meet out with the wise and the enlightened ones so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. So most people miss those windows and they don't have the opportunity to connect. But for you, if this life you connect, then your aspiration is different. You can still invoke by the power of these merits and wholesomeness that you have cultivated. You determine to actually aspire for causes and conditions for you to have this understanding soon as possible, whenever you arise in the future, if you have to come or choose to come. When you determine to have that type of understanding, then it will follow you. Means no need to avoid foolish, heedless, meet out the wise. No need to phase one, phase two. Phase one, phase two already done. You aspire to connect so that when in future when you come, your karmic nature will actually take you along. Your vow will take you along. That's why causes and conditions will arise and you will connect very fast. Like I used to say, when the student is ready, the teacher will come, the guide will come, the book will come. Very true. Very, very true. This one is really true. Well, it happened to me in 1986. Everything just come. I don't know that one. And I never have that. Even you go and plan also, cannot happen. All those teacher and guide, I don't know them, from all over the world. And different nationality. Then the book also, different type of funny book also come to me. Yeah. It's when I'm ready, I can read all those books. They send me all sorts of books. Yeah. India one, Kundalini, everything. Oh, all come. Yeah. Normal people read, still confused. Yeah. What type of yoga, everything. That's why when you are ready, the teacher will come, the guide will come, the book will come, everything will come. Yeah. You only need to have sincerity, faith. Then, when you have the condition, put in your hard work, diligence. Okay? Understand, huh? Okay, we still got 70 minutes. Now I open up for Q&A, huh? Then I just want to share this first because this is important. Huh? There are quite a number who has cultivated to the level where they need this type of understanding. Yeah. Okay, so now we open it up for second session. Yeah. You got any meditation to report, you can. Then at the same time you want to ask any question with regards to the teaching, the Dhamma, or the meditation, you can also ask. And how to develop further understanding and apply what you have learned to help you understand life, live life. Anybody? Yeah. Every time I come to question, yeah, very good. Pass the mic. Yeah, no, for the recording. You know why? Because even you speak very loud, this mic cannot receive. But through that, it will receive because the frequency has been actually already designed.
Brother Teo, just one question.
Ken.
As I'm cultivating, right?
Yes.
I managed to see like two different types of awareness that I'm trying to cultivate in my daily life. The first one is mindfulness of the body.
Okay.
So as I was cultivating this mindfulness of the body, means the lying down posture, walking, standing,
walking,
all this.
Lying
then
down.
I came to realize, whereas I was doing all this, I think. When should I aware of my thoughts like that? Then suddenly this thing kind of tell me why you care so much. You just follow the flow.
Very good.
The awareness of thought come, you just aware
good.
The thought.
Okay.
When the awareness of movement come, you just aware of that.
Sadhu,
is it correct what I'm doing?
Don't try to ask is it right? Because that is always, you see, you want answer. You remember the three turning? You're supposed to investigate. The Buddha already told you, this Dhamma, because it is the truth, it will stand up to investigation. That's why it say, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Then this Dhamma is Sandhiko, can be realized in the here and the now, no need to wait till there. Yeah? Then Akaliko, timeless. Understand? Beyond thought, beyond time. You can all. The third one is Ehi Pasiko. You can come and investigate into it because it is the truth. It will stand up to investigation. Yeah. So investigate into everything that you do. But don't get me wrong, you can ask. This type of question is good because I know a lot of people they don't ask. And initially he will ask like that one, is it right, Brother Dale? You ask the Kagamita. A lot of them, what must I do, Brother Dale? Means what? You don't want to find out? You want me to advise you. If I equally gullible, I just tell you what to do. Or then you say, you could, Brother Teo say one, no. Like the Bible say, you must follow. Forget about it. What I say is based on my understanding. If you interpret it differently, then it is based on what you think Brother Teo say. There's a lot of people when they argue with you, the Buddha never say this, no. The Buddha say this, no. He quote the right word, no. But he interpret the word in his understanding, no. Based on his views and opinion, no. And he say, the Buddha didn't say this, no. The Buddha say this, no. Oh, like they want to argue with you, He say, noble effort, pa. Buddha say, got right effort, no. You say, no effort. wherever there is effort, there is no meditation. Oh, he cannot understand the Buddha. Right effort is at the top level, understand not? Right effort to abandon the wrong thought that has arisen, understand not? Then right effort to prevent the arising of the wrong thought, wrong action, and wrong, that is at the top level. Top level got effort, understand not? That's why you try to do good, understand not? So the right effort is to be used at thought level. The Buddha's advice got three, right? Remember? Avoid all evil, do good. And this one is at the thought level, understand not? The third one is what? Purify your mind. When it comes to purify your mind, what did the Buddha say? Everything is about mindfulness. No more effort, understand? No more thought, understand not? Awareness. Through awareness, you develop understanding, wisdom. So coming back to the question, it's very good. Where he starts to cultivate. When you start to cultivate, a lot of things are very new to you. And that inquiry mind is very good. But he allowed the thought to confuse him. So he said when he tried to do mindfulness of the four postures, then he realized, he used his own word, two types of mindfulness. Actually, there is no such thing as two types of mindfulness. Mindfulness is only one. Whether you are on what foundation, understand? If you are on kaya nubasana, then your mindfulness is on kaya. Mindfulness of form, kaya. Understand? So it starts with four posture. Then that thought come and interfere. Understand? Tell him, shouldn't I be watching my thought? Because a lot of books also say, watch your thought, isn't it? Understand? Or note your thought. Huh? Watch your thought. Then you never inquire, who is the watcher? Understand? Who watch? What watch? Who note? If you cannot understand what sati is, this question will keep on coming out. Understand not? That the thought is active inside. Understand not? When you are doing the four posture, what is supposed to happen? Body and mind as one. Don't try to know. Remember not? What did I tell you? Don't try to know. Means what? Don't even try to arise a thought. Am I doing it correctly? Did Brother Teo say like that? Did the Buddha say like that? You are so noisy inside there, understand not? And you want to train sati. You want to be with the silent mind. You must be silent before you have sati. The moment you are silent, you are already in sati. You don't have to try to be mindful, understand not? The moment you are silent, body and mind as one, you move. You are already in sati. So, people don't understand that. So, because of that, the thought come in to interfere. Then sometimes the thought also very wise, got some wisdom. You know, is it? Why bother? Let things be. Hey, heard of this before. Huh? Whatever arises, just aware. Understand? That is a better thought, isn't it? But thought is still thought. No such thing as better or good thought. Because thought depends on the user. Understand? When the user is deluded, all thought are wrong thought. Understand? But when the user of thought has some form of straightened view, like straightening your view, because he attended quite a number of classes, and he is very, very serious, and in a way, he got his path. He will understand later on very fast, but he's so young. And for him to move with this type of interest and karmic path, he will move very fast when the time comes. He will be very serious. And you can see him moving very fast. Not so good if I say he will move faster than the mother. He will move faster than the mother. Now the mother got more views. Unless you straighten your view, then you can move faster. Correct. So for him, it's okay because now he start to understand. Understand now? Initially, there's always this thought coming in. Last time when I start to do this daily mindfulness also, when I start to be so mindful of my action and posture, you know what happened? My mind is so silent, I can see so many things going on. Then the thought come again. Which one to be mindful of? Understand? That I initially don't understand. Because the thought is actively behind, understand? The teaching say that we every time refer to the book, Then later on, when I met my this teacher, Ajahn Yantra, oh, he's very good. He said, we choose contemplate, reflect, inquire, until very, very clear. He told me not less than 6 times now, every time when I'm alone with him. He said, Mr. Teo, always remember, we choose contemplate the Dhamma until very, very clear. He used the word very, very clear. No? Then only I start to understand. No? Means, if you don't understand and you meditate, you will have this thought coming in and interfere and tell you all these things. No? When I'm clear about the cultivation and the practice, like I used to tell you, don't try to know. No? If my spiritual faculty is there, the hindrance will be gone. Then when the spiritual faculty is there, the sati is there, it will be able to be mindful of anything that is going on. So the Buddha says, start with the four posture. So for me, actually, the four posture, I move through very fast. Because I don't need to actually be aware. But to me, the four posture is like, you are in your primary school. I remember in my primary school, the first 4 years, standard 1 to standard 4, you know, I was telling myself in the school, I can learn all this in 1 year. Standard 1 to standard 4, what did you learn? Yeah? Sing song. English. Baba, Black Shoe, all those things. Then they teach you some grammar. Then after that, arithmetic. Arithmetic, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division until standard 6. They are very simple. Then all the other subjects are very simple. So that 4 years when I was in school, I tell myself I can do it in 1 year. So meditation is the same. No? That four posture, I say I can be aware of so many things. The four posture is like kacang putih. You know what is kacang putih? Like peanut. So I just aware. Then straight away I say, this is not enough for me to do. Because this four posture is so easy to see. But I can tell you, I've been teaching for the last 10 years. What I got as feedback is the opposite. No? You go and try. Within split second, the four posture is not with you already. Understand? No? You know what is four posture? No? Like sitting, aware. Okay? Then you will listen to music or think. But in your Dhamma here, let's say, you sit now. You aware of your sitting. But when you listen to me, the awareness is gone. Understand? No? You can only do one thing at a time. Understand? But if you are training, the awareness inside is always aware of your posture first. Then from there, you aware outside. Understand? There's a general spacious awareness, then specific phenomenal awareness. All this will become your training. Understand? Then you have to remember when you want to come out. Understand? A lot of you, I can ask you, do you know when you come out? You know you have to pay respect because that is the conditioning. Or then, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then pay respect mindfully, you start. How you move from there, how you come out, I ask you whether you're aware or not. Some of you are aware. Most of you are not aware. And when I ask them, can you be aware? See, brother, tell you the truth, very shy. Split second gone, split second gone. When I walk, I think, you see. I said, not bad, at least you know you think. You are aware that you are thinking. The attention or inattention is attention. That moment you're aware. Yeah, don't try to be guilty. Don't go and blame yourself. Why I cannot do? Not why you cannot do. Like Anapanasati, every time it wanders off, be patient, bring it back, train. Because you have been heedless for so long. But when your spiritual faculty is very stable, everything is awareness. Soon will know, he keep on nodding the head. After he been through, he will know. Then everything you do, just like Pamasuri that day, this is the beginning of his direct CEO. He saw the physical exercise teacher. The mind silent, then you like, you are with that movement now. When your mind can be silent and be with that movement, that is a specific phenomenal awareness. Then she will start to see more and more of this now, without thought. There is thought, but perceived. Aware, come back already. Not like lost in thought, and a train of thought, proliferated, like lost in thought. You are hardly aware and mindful throughout the day. Because of that, you are heedless. Because of that, the hindrance is there. Everything you see, you react, like and dislike, present. Inside there, reaction, judging. Then what they call commenting, anasana. Then all of the, what they call habitual tendency. Because you are so conditioned, anasana. And to understand all this and to see all this with the silent mind and understand why you are heedless and deluded, that is the beginning of meditation. Then only you understand your spiritual faculty is still so weak. Understand not? Your sattva, virya, and sati, especially sati, is so weak. So when your sati is so weak, you cannot understand one. So what I advise you is, you walk. Then you sit. Then after that, when you lie down, be mindful. Then as you lie down, you turn and move. All of the action, be mindful. You see how long you can follow. Initially, I tell you, hardly 1 minute also cannot. Split second is gone, split second is gone. After that, the thought, everything comes. This shows that you are really, really heedless. But at least this is the beginning. That's why I say, when you have mindfulness, like swimming, you just jump into the pool or pond. Then drink some water, never mind. But after a while, when you trust what people tell you, you just relax, silent, and let go, the body will float. We are the natural state of body is buoyancy, lighter than water. If you trust, you just silent. Then what happens? The body will go down first. You know why or not? Because your mass, initially, will bring you down. But buoyancy, accumulates principle, it will take time for the upthrust to build up. But this upthrust is the force that will replace all of the water that your body displays out. And this is the nature's law. It's like after that, when it hit the upthrust that is fully built up, it will not go down anymore. Because your upthrust is actually more than your bodily weight. So it will start to push it up. That's why you float back. Then the moment you realize that this body can float without doing anything, then swimming is very easy. You just move your hand in there. You don't have to, like last time, worry about it sinking in there. That's why you splash the water, you hit everywhere, struggle everywhere. You swim without understanding. That's why you are not relaxed. And you fear, you have fear, you're scared. That's why you keep on going down and drink water. But when you understand, you know you cannot sink. It's so easy to swim in there. You just relax and you will float. Then when you know you will float, you just move your hands so gracefully, without effort. No need to struggle. Swimming is the same. Meditation is the same. When you know what sati is, when the body and mind is one, when this mindfulness and the phenomena is one, you will know one. Understand not? And when you understand that already, meditation becomes very simple. So initially, don't try to know. Just do. Do your bowing. Do your walking. Don't try to go and in your walking. Lifting, lifting, intending to push. When you verbalize like that, I tell you, you die on. Then you know what happened to you or not. You are not cultivating. You are actually creating more and more thought and more distortion. And you are making yourself more and more confused. Because you slow everything down. Understand? Then because of that, you get some calmness. Then you become deceived and gullible. You think this is mindfulness. Understand? Then you have to slow everything down. But this is not the real mindfulness. The real mindfulness is in the daily life. In the same speed you move. Mindfulness can be very fast. That's why when you just do, don't try to know, means your mind is silent. Then you walk. Walk until body and mind become one. Even when you go jogging, you will know. You remember Sung's case? Last time he used to jog, nothing happened. Now after that thing come back, as he jog, the mantra is inside there, the awareness and the thing is inside there. Then he fully aware. How come we come like that? It's because when you understand what sati is, when you connected, you will understand all this. And all the teaching you will understand, it comes from that silent mind. Like Kelly, they will understand. Kelly one is for a normal person. person who first time got it one, the past not that strong one. That's why when she got that thing, where she determined to be aware in the office, she from her past determined to seek this understanding of 24-hour mindfulness, but she cannot do it. Nobody can teach her. Then that day when she heard, she said the heart was full of joy. Then I know it's from the past. Otherwise, cannot be like that. Then when she determined in the office to be aware, then all of a sudden, she connect to the inside. Then she can feel her heartbeat, you remember? She said, like, very strong, understand or not? But very crude, understand or not? Then she realized, not relaxed, understand or not? Then after that, he said, can see her own fear, her own anxiety. And all the mind state, she start to see. Well, that is the silent mind, that the mind that try to be attentive, aware. Then after that, you remember the first support. You go and listen to the Wu Pingqing's recording towards the end, the sharing she described. After that Thursday class, that Sunday. Then what happened was, the moment she remembered that support, she's relaxed, the mind become completely different. When you relax, you don't think, you don't get excited, you don't stir the mind, everything slow down. That's why he start to see her mind, heartbeat slow down. Then everything start to slow down. That is the time she connect. Then when she connect, she start to have joy, then she understand how beautiful this cultivation is. Then she go back and read my notes. She shared that day. All the Dhamma are there, all the gem are there. People cannot understand, cannot see. Yeah. Why is it like that? It's because you must have the silent mind to understand. This teaching come from the silent mind. Come from the direct seeing. If you use thought and try to understand and argue, you will get lost. Then you will think it's completely like you cannot understand. That's why Heart Sutta you cannot understand. But tomorrow, after I explain, you will understand. I tell you all, form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Form itself is emptiness, and emptiness is form, no? Is it? Wow, what is all this? Oh, it's crazy. This is form. How can it be empty? Yeah, you use thought, knowledge, understand? But that emptiness refer to the understanding, the direct seeing. That's why the Mahayana got three types of seeing. Kan san, si san. Remember? Then after they penetrate already, through the direct seeing, kan san, pu si san. Yeah, it's no more mundane seeing. This is direct seeing. Then after they penetrate the mundane seeing, then they awaken, they leave the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda, Kan San, Yu Si San. Again, mountain is still mountain. But this one is seeing with wisdom and understanding. When you see wisdom and understanding, you accord and flow. The one that is still not enlightened, use the mundane seeing, Kan San, Si San, Ya San. The enlightened one comes. Kan san, pu si san, yeah, pu si san. He understands. Then he can live. He can flow and echo. And this is what the direct seeing is all about. So coming back, I have to summarize. For yours, you don't worry about what your thought tell you. Have faith. Develop the spiritual faculty. Then determine to be mindful. That's it. Don't try to know. When the mindfulness come, you will know. All your questions will be self-answered. You walk until body and mind become one. Just bow also same. Just bow. Then the moment you connect this awareness, sati, connect, like swimming. When you know how to swim, you know what swimming is there. Sati is the same, exactly the same. The moment you understand what that silent mind is, that sati is, no need words one. You will understand everything one. So do until sati become a part of you. Then that time you start to see a lot of things that you never see before. Because people has a lot of thought. God, the spiritual faculty is not there. When sati is not even there, how can the spiritual faculty strengthen? Understand? Without sati, there is no samadhi. You cannot see things as they are. Wisdom cannot arise. So that's why the most important is sati. Have faith. Pay respect. Do it mindfully. Then develop daily mindfulness. Religious routine. Meditate for a while. Initially, you have to do formal meditation to silence your mind, to train your mind. Either mind sweeping method, then metta, have more and more wholesome thought. Understand or not? Have more and more love, less and less negativity, then silent more and more. Then just continue your daily mind. Don't try to know. Just walk with awareness. If you have anapanasati, just continue your anapanasati. Stabilize it. Don't try to know. The understanding will come by itself when sati arises. Always remember that. That's why I always advise those who are serious in meditation. When you meditate, just silent your mind. Don't try to know. That nature, the silent mind will understand. Not through the thought. Don't go and look for anything. Understand? The looking is always by the thought. The interpretation is always by the thought. You just silent. Have faith. Develop the sadhavirya, sati. Do until sati become a part of you. When daily mindfulness become a part of you, you will have a lot of joy. When you start to experience many, many things that you never experienced before. Then that time you see the real five aggregate inside you. Not the one through the thought and the knowledge. No. That one is all far, far away from the reality. The reality is when your mind has sati. That's why the silent mind, when you do meditation, is so different from the thought-based one. Completely different. That's an early day before I come out to share. For 15 years, I never do anything. Do you know from 1989 until 2004, I didn't do anything. Because there was no condition. And this nature just understood, how can it share? Because everything it understands is almost the opposite of what people do. Understand? And during the early days, it was so difficult. We better end. Otherwise, I take up too much of your time. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits and transfer merits. Then we end. Then this chanting book, later on, you will come to understand many things. We are at the back. You will have the five daily contemplation that I always talk about. The Buddha also recommend that you every day reflect and contemplate. So this one, I leave it to you. You do it on your own. Then asking for forgiveness, the format also there, at the last two page, 14, page 14 and 15. Then making all aspiration. This will help you a lot. This is what I normally share. So this one will speed up your cultivation, bring forth the causes and conditions. But you have to read up yourself because our two-hour class, we don't have much time. Unless you want to spend one session on it, then we can go through it. You let me know. Okay, now we will do the page 12. Turn to page 12. We will chant the sharing of merits with the devas. We chant together. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Then we go to Ittavatta. Ittavatta cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. Then we go to idang menya tinang hotu. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let this marriage accrue to our departed ones, and may they all to be well and happy always. Then after that, the asking for forgiveness, no need. This one, you go and make your own when you are at home, so that we can save some time. You follow the one on page 15. That one covers all beings from the distant past until now. Known or unknown, seen and unseen. They are all there. We will go to Patana. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati hetu ca fito bhavatu loko ca Raja Bhavata Dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season, and may there be a rich and good harvest throughout. And may the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Itmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patia. By the grace of this marriage that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will pay respect to the Triple Gem. We start with the Buddha. We will chant Buddha Pujjhimi. Buddha Pujjhimi. Dhammang pujjhimi. Sanghang pujjhimi. Okay, then after that, you want to make your aspiration, you can, huh? Today's puja, and also they were reimbursed from Kayanamita fund so that all Kayanamita will get to partake. So we all should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we are making all this offering on behalf of Kayanamita. But those who request to undertake the puja is very wholesome too, because they will come out with the money. Then, although we will prefer Kayanamita fund, to actually pay. So what they do is, they will actually reimburse the Kayanamita fund. So they actually offered back the money to Kayanamita fund. So in that way, it is very wholesome for all those who do, together with their intention to benefit all Kayanamita. Means, the group that undertake that puja sponsor, you will have to, among yourself, manage how much money that it costs. Normally it doesn't cost much. I was told it's about 20 or 30 over dollar with whatever you buy, depend on what you buy. Then after that, you can share it out. Each person $5 or whatever. Then the balance surplus together with the cost, you donate back to Kayanamita fund so that Kayanamita will have a fund to help do puja. When nobody do, the fund will do. Yeah. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. All this is developed with the intention to help all Kayanamitas to move. Because you may not know the effect of this Kayanamita fund. If you are sincere, if you are motivated, then especially when you attend the annual gathering of Kayanamita, you will understand its significance. Because as Kayanamita, we not only walk the path of Dhamma together, we share our understanding, then we motivate, we counsel, and we bring forth fellowship, we share information, we share understanding, then we actually bring about a lot of wholesomeness, because it can bring forth what they call a very strong community that is very different from the rest. So not only from you all, in fact, I have heard from many people outside telling me, Viratil, your group of Kahinamita is very different. They know most of them are very sincere, and they are really cultivated. Even Ajahn Ajahn also. In fact, all the other teachers that met our Kahinamita group, they say your group is very, very special, and very sincere, and very, very diligent. The faith all very strong. That's why they like us. You will come to know later on. It's very difficult to get a community of Kahinamita who has that type of understanding and sincerity. You will come to know yourself. They are not only very sincere, they are very helpful. And they are very willing to share with you the joy and the information. You see, very different from other places. Other places, a lot of political. Our Kahinamita, no political. I didn't appoint anybody to do anything. All volunteer. They come and do on your own. And they are very, very sincere in their approach to help, to benefit. There is no selfishness at all. They just think for the Kahinamita. They benefited from it when they came. Then now it's their turn to actually help others benefit. And through this Kahinamita Fund and all this arrangement, the puja, the format and the sharing, the teaching, if you really listen attentively and understand, you will move very fast. Your cultivation, or you will break free very fast. But don't underestimate coming offense. Coming obstacle is very real, because throughout the distant past until now, you never knew how much coming obstacle you have created. Frequently ask for forgiveness and repentance. That is one of Pusian's 10 great vows. He asked for repentance or forgiveness from all beings, or from the distant past. His vow is actually, many of her vows is exactly like what I had on. All of the 10 great vows I did before. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So those who are going to Anandagiri, this Sunday, the Heart Sutta chanting will be held at my house. Start at 8 o'clock. Then after that, there will be a briefing. Then we will give you all the notes to explain to you all the significance and importance of